following A2A one-on-one feature is a production of the nonprofit Adversity to Advocacy Alliance. The views and opinions expressed by our guests do not necessarily reflect those of A2A or advocates, allies, or ally organizations. We hope you'll find this interview both informative and inspiring. And now, here's our host, Liz St. John.
Filmmaker Steve Bono earned his master's degree from NYU Tisch School of the Arts. He's worked on a number of TV shows and movies, and now he's stepping into the advocacy world with his own feature film titled Man Boobs. Steve was inspired to write this movie because of his personal experiences as a teenager dealing with gynecomastia and body dysmorphia. He wants to bring to light male body image issues and really the larger issue of anyone dealing with insecurities about their body and the way they look. Steve, thank you for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me today.
Explain what gynecomastia is and how it affected you as a teen.
Well, gynecomastia is known, I think, among young men as maybe something like man boobs. That's what it was called when I was a kid. It's the development of fatty tissue in your chest, which kind of gives the appearance of breasts. And it's not something that can simply be, you know, you can lose by working out or losing weight. It's a hormonal issue is the way that it was always explained to me from my doctor. So no amount of exercise or weight loss could change the way that looks.
So what was going on for you when that was happening?
I think for me personally, it manifested itself in a lot of isolation. You know, I was hiding myself in every sense of the word. I would quit sports. I would try not to be around people that might pick up on that insecurity. I obviously didn't go to the pool or the beach. And I would wear clothes that would really hide myself, whether it was very large sweaters or many layers of things. And, you know, looking back on that, I realized there is some degree of humor. Like as I wrote this movie, I remember a lot of things I had to deal with. Like, I mean, it sounds hilarious now, but something like the wind was terrifying to me because I can remember many times where I would be walking home from school with friends and the wind would blow up against my chest and I would be terrified that it would be showing off the outline of my body. So I would quick turn around, twist, walk sideways or backwards. And obviously I was just drawing more attention to this insecurity, but I thought it would help and it would be better, would have been better if I just did nothing at all.
In addition to that, your work also talks about body dysmorphia. So explain what that is.
Yeah, body dysmorphia is when you become very fixated on one part of your body in particular, and no amount of adjustment of that. Even if you did get something like plastic surgery, you may find another aspect of that same part that needs to be fixed again and again. And it's really an internal issue that doesn't, I don't think, have that much to do with your external appearance, you know. And personally, it wasn't something that I thought I had until I did all the research for this movie. You know, this movie was, you know, born out of the personal experience and me sharing my own experience growing up and overcoming this. But when I did some real scholarly research on gynecomastia and body dysmorphia, I realized like, oh, I had body dysmorphia. I had it pretty bad. I remember, you know, one of the things they talk about is isolating yourself, you know, quitting sports, only being able to see this one part of your body in a mirror. I remember every day I would get out of the shower and just look in front of the mirror and try and imagine I'm seeing something different than I am or is something changing. And it was a real, real difficult fixation. And the difficult thing was, you know, part of you hopes that it's in your head. But then when you go to high school or junior high, you know, your peers, your community, even sometimes your family point out this insecurity that you have, which, and since you're such in a vulnerable position, it's very difficult. It becomes ever present and inescapable.
Body image issues almost always seem to be associated with girls and women. However, yeah. Now it seems we are hearing more about these issues in men. Is this something new or just something new in our conversation?
Yeah, I think you're right. It's more of new in conversation because there's a lot of research going on now where we realize that men suffer from these issues just as much as women. And I think it's wonderful that you know, people have become so comfortable talking about this with young girls and women and making people feel more comfortable with their bodies. But I think that we also just need to bridge the gap to young men and grown men as well. And I've seen when I talk about this movie to people, it's incredible. I talk to grown adults that you know, are still struggling with these issues because I think they've never had the chance to deal with them as young men, you know? I spoke to a man the other day, and I mentioned, as soon as I mentioned the title man boobs, he grabbed his chest and he said, well, you know me, I've got this too. And I didn't see anything, but I thought to myself, obviously he struggled with this, and me talking about it made him comfortable to talk about it, which is the whole goal. But yeah, I think it's just now getting into the public discourse to be more open and say that it's inclusive. You know, it's non-discriminatory. Everybody deals with these sorts of issues.
How did you begin? How did you start to overcome your body image issues?
I love talking about this because it's just such a, I so fondly remember this time, even though it was extremely difficult when I was going through it. I remember I was around 16 and I realized, you know, I'm approaching adulthood and I wasn't becoming the adult that I dreamed I could become. I had these great role models for adults in my life, in my family and my community, and the commonality between all of them was confidence. They seemed confident in who they were and what they were doing with their lives, and I realized I had no confidence. I couldn't even look myself in the mirror. So over the next 5 years, I pushed myself and I put myself under immersion therapy. I didn't know it was called that at the time, but I understand now what I was doing was immersion therapy. I was pushing my personal boundaries, getting outside of my comfort zone. I would leave the house without wearing lots of layers on top. You know, maybe I'd leave the house with a t-shirt. If it was a windy day, I would just walk straight towards the wind no matter who I was around. I would go to the pool. I remember one of these milestones was when I was 18, I went to the beach with my best friend Dan, and it was a new beach that we had never gone to. So there was nobody else that we knew there. And I remember there's this feeling coming over me saying, you know, I'm taking baby steps towards being more comfortable, but this is a moment I can really step outside my comfort zone and do something that's going to make me so uncomfortable, but I can really grow from it. And I could imagine what people around me may have thought of me because I looked crazy. I mean, I ripped off my shirt like it was on fire and threw it down on the ground and just stood there, you know, like a statue, just trying to absorb this uncomfortability, but knowing that I'm going to grow from it. And that was like a big step in the right direction. And like I said, it didn't happen overnight. I mean, it took me till I was midway through college. That was about 5 years till I felt comfortable and this issue was resolved.
Did you make a very specific decision, I'm going to take my adversity and turn it into an advocacy, or was this something that just grew out of your ongoing work with yourself?
Yeah, I think it all comes out of, you know, when I decided I wanted to commit my life to becoming a filmmaker, I went and started getting my MFA at Tisch. And some of the best advice I got from my teachers was you have to tell really personal stories, stories that only you can tell, that you have authorship and ownership over. And that's going to help you stand apart in, you know, this gigantic world of filmmakers where everyone's telling stories. So from early on, I tried to tell stories that were very personal to me and that I could make a difference with. One of my first shorts at NYU was about a young woman suffering from OCD where she cannot complete a very simple task, even though it's keeping her from a very important appointment. And, you know, that was me trying to make a statement about OCD, which I did suffer from obsessive compulsive disorder. It became quite debilitating when I was in college. I had to go get help for it, but I was able to overcome that. So yeah, making movies about these sorts of things, these sorts of struggles that we all have in our daily lives is really important to me. And I think that, you know, taking these experiences that molded me and molded all of us at a young age can be really impactful for people.
What are some words of encouragement or wisdom that you can offer anyone who's dealing with body image issues?
Well, I would say that the power to overcome this is within you. You know, the key is shifting your mindset. And that's kind of applicable in any number of ways, you know, for anything else that you're trying to accomplish. And I would also say that, you know, this isn't just applicable. That's not advice that's just applicable to young men. It's suffering from gynecomastia. It's applicable for anyone at any age dealing with any issue. You know, it's the power is within you and you can work towards this given the time and the commitment.
Filmmaker Steve Bono, thank you so much for talking with us today and sharing your story one-on-one. Thank you.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. You have a great day.
You've been listening to A2A One-on-One, an outreach project of the nonprofit Adversity to Advocacy Alliance. To listen to other one-on-one interviews and to learn more about A2A, please visit us online at a2aalliance.org. And thanks for helping us spread the word that we help ourselves by helping others.